7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
To ensure we're all traveling in the right direction, this call may be monitored or recorded.
It's 8:46 p.m.
Oh, 9:46. That is clearly not the right time. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello, welcome once again to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman, and I'm strangely proud of that, even though my only real duty is to pour the tea. And what kind of tea am I drinking? You might remember yesterday that I was going to change it up yesterday afternoon. What did I decide to make? Ooh, that's good. Oh, yeah. I started drinking Longjing yesterday, and so I'm drinking Longjing again today. It's so delicious, but can you hear that? Here, not this. That's my teapot. Can you hear that noise that's happening outside my door? We better go see what that noise is. Oh my goodness, I can't imagine what's out here. Okay, let's open the door. I was holding the microphone down there hoping she would yang, but here's my cat. She has recognized that I am doing radio, and so now she doesn't want to talk. Oh, you don't want to talk on the radio? Come here. Oh, yeah. Is that package of paper towels now more interesting than me? Oh, yeah, huh, yeah, not interested, huh, huh. Yeah, now we have to pretend like, oh, boy, aren't these paper towels much more interesting than what was going on 30 seconds ago? Yanging my head off. Cats. Kitty business, it's another super hot day for me today. Although, as I'm looking out the windows, I'm noticing that it is a bit overcast right now. So there's no direct sun. Oh, most interesting. I think we still are under a heat advisory, though. Oh, I'm not a big fan of heat advisories. I don't feel like I need to be advised. I mean, I'm already aware of the dangers of heat. Etc., etc. Yeah, hi, what are you doing? You what? Well, you were giving me the yangy business, and now you're just more interested in the paper towels. What are you doing? You want to talk on the radio? Nope. Cats are not talking today. So, what else is new? All right, so let's go downstairs. Oh, boy. I had kind of a weird night. I was having a good night. It was fun. Oh, hi, and now the cat has to come down. Okay, yeah, get in the kitty pit. Let's do kitty business. Pippa is back. Followed me down here. Anyway, I was having fun last night. I was having fun because there was Godzilla movies on all night. And then once the Godzilla movies got over, then I was watching Australian rules football. Had to watch me some footy. And that was great. And then the footy game got over. And then there was going to be another footy game, but I had to go to sleep. And so I tried to go to sleep. And I couldn't go to sleep. And I just was laying on the floor for about an hour. And then I finally did fall asleep. And then I had a dream that my dad and I were in my garage, and it was at night, and somebody pulled up on a motorcycle and started messing with us. It was got really weird, and then I woke up screaming, "Hey!" And I'd only been asleep for about 40 minutes. So I wake up at 4:40 a.m. after trying to go to sleep at 3, but didn't really fall asleep until about 4. Then I wake up at 4:40. And then I couldn't go back to sleep. But luckily, that's when the next Australian Rules football game started. And it was the Adelaide Crows versus, who cares? I mean, I do care, but it was Adelaide. That's my team, the Crows. And so I watched that. I watched the first half. And it was a great game because it was one of those things where Adelaide, they got off to a quick, good start. Two goals real quick. And the other team only had a behind. And about the quarter break between the first and second quarters, Adelaide was ahead like 30-15. And then about halfway through the second quarter, Adelaide was up about 40-20. And then it all went to crap. And then when the halftime started, I think it was 49-47 Adelaide. It was just like a 2-point lead. Oh, come on. And then I actually did fall asleep, so I don't know how the game turned out. Yada. Oh, but I did manage to go to the grocery store last night at about 10 o'clock at night. Got all my stuff, but no pepperoni because the deli's not open at 10 o'clock at night, but blah, blah, blah. I don't care. What about you, Peppa? And remember, there's no sleeping in the kitty business pit. This is a business pit only, not a sleeping pit. Yeah, that was the other thing. Peppa, oh, geez, we had to do 40 minutes of kitty business in the middle of the night. And then she's finally going to let me go to sleep. And then, 20 minutes later, no, we got to do kitty business again. Then when I woke up at 4:40, then we had to do kitty business at 5 a.m. And now we're doing kitty business. And last night, Pippa kept trying to sleep in the kitty pit. There's no sleeping in the kitty pit, dingins. You're a bing dingins. And now my cat, yeah, see, you gotta leave the banky up here so it's protecting me. The cat is now trying to claw me to death. Oh, you can't claw me because I have the banky armor. You're a good baby. So anyway, that's what I did last night. And that's what I'm doing now. Although I should also mention that I'm watching Godzilla again. Which Godzilla movie are we watching right now? We're watching Godzilla 2000. And then the helicopter arrives. And it sits down in a field next to where this guy parked with the cute girl and the kid. Uh-oh, the head of the CCI.
Hello, Shinoda. It's been a long time.
Not long enough. I'd hope never to see you again.
I know. You and Miyasaka were a fine team. You should have come with him when I established CCI.
Not in 1,000 years. I could never work for a man like you.
Why not? We both have the same goals.
Boy, that's a real laugh. Godzilla needs to be studied. He's a gold mine of knowledge. Well, you couldn't care less. You just want to kill him before we fully analyzed him.
And in the meantime, he just levels Tokyo.
Of course not. That's why I created the network. He must be contained. I realize that.
Yeah, Godzilla must be studied. He's a gold mine of knowledge. Even if he is destroying Tokyo. Isn't that right, Pippa? Are you trying to fall asleep? Are you trying to fall asleep in the kitty business pit? You better not be sleeping. Yeah, I think you're trying to sleep. Well, I guess we'll see what happens. Don't go. This is a kitty business pit, not a kitty sleeping pit. Cats. And now I think it's time to go to some music. What kind of music are we going to listen to today? Well, being as I'm on this weird electric saz, electric baglama, electric bazooki, electric everything kick, I think we're going to have some more of that. So, do I have everything plugged in properly? Why is this not playing? Why is it? Oh, thanks. Digital media. Why can't it just start and stop like a tape or vinyl record? I'm not even a vinyl guy. I want one. I need to have one. And the funny thing is I did manage to find online the company that makes these. It was not difficult. It turns out that Erasaz is a brand. E-R-A-S-A-Z. And they have a website. And I tried to go to it on both of my computers, both of my 20-year-old crappy computers. And of course, I could not pull up the website. So I still don't know how much these things cost. And oh, there are some beauties. I just love the way these look. They're very over the top. You know, normally, if you were to look at all of my other instruments, they're all very plain. There's no decoration on them. Usually the wood isn't even finished. It's not stained or anything. I do not decorate things unless I'm, you know, slapping Hello Kitty stickers on it or whatever, right? Okay, that's about as far as I go when it comes to musical instruments, because normally I believe in not having a fancy and ornate musical instrument. It takes away from what's really happening in lay people's eyes. Okay, you know, non-musicians, they're gonna see the fancy instrument and think, oh, that must be the good sounding one, or that must be the good musician. No, just because you have an expensive instrument doesn't make you a good musician. And ask yourself this: what does a good musician mean? You know, is a good musician somebody who has a daddy rich enough to buy them an expensive thing so that everybody will think they're good? Or is the good musician actually the guy who can go dumpster diving, pull a bunch of trash out of the garbage, and then make music out of that garbage and trash? Yeah, you know. So I tend not to go for decorative and ornate things, but if you're going to be decorative and ornate, good Lord, at least do it right. Go crazy. And that's what I like about this company. I'm looking at this one particular picture right now. And this, is this a Saz or this is a Baglama. You know, we might as well listen to it while we're at it. And it has a mother-of-pearl neck. And I don't know if this is real mother-of-pearl or not. I would be inclined to think that it isn't. But it still looks beautiful. And when I say mother-of-pearl neck, I mean the entire fretboard is mother-of-pearl. And then the little plate that covers the control section, you know, where the knobs are and where the jack is, that is mother-of-pearl. And then there's all this pearly decoration things up and down the fretboard on the edge, and the binding looks like little diamond jewels, and there's little inlays everywhere. There's little, what is this one? There's like a star inlay under the strings on the body. Oh, I want this thing. But it occurs to me, can you play this standing up? Can't get enough of this. Oh, and in this video, they were smart enough to put their URL down at the bottom, www.erasaz.com. I wonder how much these cost. Should I start saving my money? And of course, if you realize if I buy one of these, I'm not going to be able to buy another synth. And where am I going to get a case for this thing? What could I ever possibly use for a case to carry this thing around in? You need to understand, these have bowl backs. These are like beetle back. They have deep, deep wooden bowls as bodies. And so this makes them, A, difficult to play while standing up, and two, difficult to find a case for. But God, they look so cool. And I don't want to be that guy who carries around instruments without a case. You've seen these people, they show up to their gigs, they're just carrying their guitar. It's not in a case or anything. I mean, gig bags are bad enough, but these people with no cases, ugh. So I don't want to get a gig bag for my saz or my baglama. You're thinking, Tobe, why don't you just make one? Yeah. I would like to. But I don't know how to make those wooden bowls. Well, why do that? Well, I wouldn't have to. I could just use something else. And I probably have something I could use. In fact, I think I've got a giant wooden salad bowl that I could use. But what do you then do for the neck? I don't have anybody in town who makes saz and baglama necks. I guess I could always fret my own. No, that's where I draw the line. I'm not going to fret any necks just because that's what takes so much time and work. And I don't want to build instruments. This is what people don't understand. I'm not a luthier. I don't want to build instruments. I want to play instruments. The only reason I have to build instruments is because if I don't, I'm not going to be able to play them otherwise. So yeah, what am I going to do? I really don't think I have any other choice than to buy one. The only other thing that worries me about these things are beautiful. Look at this lacquer work. Look at all this inlay. It's so amazing. I'm just so worried of what happens if Kirk Cameron shows up and gets my baglama all greasy. Boy, are you going to get it now?
Are you going to get it
digital
now?
Digital media.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
No. If there's one thing that Kirk Cameron does not have, it is girlfriend Vietnam. I mean, let's face it. Kirk Cameron does not even know how essential it is in keeping
ball
a ball clean.
Clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf. The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer.
Yeah, I kind of blew that one, sorry. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. The only thing that really matters is whether or not there's any monsters actually fighting yet. So do we have a monster fight? Yeah, no, looks like main character guy is riding his motorcycle on the beach. Umides. Does this mean we're going to get some hot bikini girl scenes? No, it means he's going to jump down into Godzilla's footprint. How deep is it? Oh, it's at least half a meter deep. It seems to me like it should be deeper than that. I mean, think of how big Godzilla is. Yeah, and if he stand, how much does he weigh? What's Godzilla's mass? You can actually look this up. Go to the Wikipedia page and you'll see a lot of different sizes of the various Godzillas. But, yeah. How many millions of tons? And he steps on the sand on the wet beach and his footprint is only half a meter deep? I don't think so. Therefore, uh-oh. Cheesy dialogue.
That this vessel comes from another galaxy. A visitor from outer space? My God, it's just too crazy to believe. Right. Like Godzilla's normal. Anyway, it's my theory that it draws its energy from light. When it lands.
Wow, yeah, solar power. That's such an alien concept. It draws its power from light. Yeah, so there's this spaceship that crashes on Earth, and it's... there's no aliens climbing out of it yet, but you know something's gonna go down. Oh no, we've got two problems. We've got Godzilla and we've got aliens. What are we going to do? Yeah, we have no idea what's going to happen. Yeah, what always happens when aliens interfere with Godzilla? Yeah, duh. Oh yeah, here's another problem that they're having. They scan around the little war room there and there's guys working on their computers. What kind of computers do they have? Macs. They have Macintosh. Do they have apps? We need the Godzilla app for our Macs. And that's what you get. This is why you are always losing against Godzilla. Max. You know what I think about Max and other fruit-based computers? Okay, you got a banana cha-cha app for your Mac. Yeah, I thought so. Good Lord. Now I need some real music to erase that crap from my brain. Clearly I need the Clash. Yeah. Thanks, Joe and Mick, and the rest of the boys. I needed that. But what else I also, you know, Benny? The other thing I really need, other than the Clash, is I need a monster fight. So do we have any monster fights yet in this Godzilla movie? Nope, we just have the little alien probe ship following the the RV of the main character as the helicopters also follow it and blah blah blah. Alright. I guess I'm going to have to wait a little while before I get any monster fights. But the truth of the matter is, I'm just waiting until midnight when Final Wars starts. Yes, Godzilla Final Wars, man, that's monster fight time. Not quite as much as Dubious Goals Committee, but this is a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I got a lot of Godzilla to watch today and a salad to eat, so bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.